Item number 12, lobsters. 4 VAC 2110.
Good afternoon,
Mr. Gere, I thought you were going to handle that one.
How dare you?
Lobsters.
Good afternoon, Commissioner, members of the Commission. This is a public hearing on American lobster. It's a proposal to amend Chapter 4, VAC 20-110, pertaining to lobsters, to establish minimum size of escape vents and lobster traps, and to modify regulatory language for clarity. So ASMFC implemented Amendment 3 to the American Lobster Fishery Management Plan, which created these lobster conservation management teams with industry. These submitted proposals to ASMFC to control effort and increase egg production in lobsters, and these were accepted in 2 addenda to Amendment 3. The first addenda incorporated measures from these LCMTs to control effort, and the second addendum addressed management measures affecting egg production following the release of a new stock assessment. So from these amendments, addendums, ASMFC mandated some changes that were important in the protection of undersized lobster. So the first one required one rectangular escape vent with minimum measurements of 2 inches by 5 3/4 inches, or 2 circular escape vents at 2.5 inches. And then based on a vent selectivity study, they actually increased that minimum size for the circular escape vent from 2.5 to 2 5/8. So as Mr. Gere was speaking about, we were tasked by the Regulatory Review Committee to clean up the language and regulations when amendments were required to make them easier to understand, easier to enforce, without changing the original intent. So if you've looked at the regulation, you'll see that we've made some decent changes for lobster. And to try to make it easier to follow, we used 2 colors, a regulatory change like the ones mandated from ASMFC, or something that changes intent or content is going to be in yellow, which you may have seen with his. It was yellow. And then any language change is not changing any intent is in brown. So to go through the regulation, on page 1 to 2 of your regulation, the definitions, we clarified some language in that brown color and then added a new definition for escape vent. It means an opening in a lobster pot designed to allow for the escapement of undersized lobster in that yellow color. On page 2, section 20, we struck some unnecessary language in that brown color, just to make it more clear. Section 30, pages 2 to 3 of the regulation, this is all just language updates to make it more clear. And then subsection F, it was actually from a section 30, which was repealed and moved into this, into possession provisions, because it made more sense here. So again, no regulation changes. Section 40, just struck some language to make it more clear on page 3 of the regulation. Section 50, this is the one that was repealed, so that was moved to section 30 on page 3. Section 55, gear requirements. This has a decent bit of language updates, but also a new regulatory change with subsection B. All lobster traps shall have one rectangular escape vent with minimum measurements of 2 inches by 5 3/4 inches, or 2 circular escape vents at 2 5/8 inches. Section 60, commercial fishery permit requirements, just clarifying the specific permits we have in Virginia, and subsection A and B, and then striking C. And then section 65, again, striking language for clarity on pages 5 and 6 of the regulation. So again, none of these are content changes, just updates to make it more clear. Staff has received no public comments to date, and all of these ASMFC mandated changes complement federal regulations already in place. So the staff recommendation is to request the commission to approve amendments to Chapter 4 VAC 20-110 pertaining to lobsters to establish minimum size of escape vents and lobster traps and to modify regulatory language for clarity. And I can take any questions.
Well, first, since we're working on this and people are probably wondering why we're dealing with lobsters, can you give us just a little oversight as to how much lobsters or whatever we're dealing with? Or if you don't know, that's fine, whatever, but...
Where they're like in Virginia?
Mm-hmm.
So, I have this table.
That was not a setup, I promise. But that was good.
So, in the past 2 years, there's only been 2 reporting vessels that have landed lobster. There was a history of some higher, I mean, not really, though, higher bounds of landings. But it's really not. It's a smaller fishery, which is why we rarely open this regulation to start with, which is why we wanted to take it on to clean up the language.
Yeah, and believe it or not, officers, do y'all still carry the lobster irons? Y'all still have those? Don't have one in your back pocket?
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah, they used to be around, and you could actually go with the Farm Fresh and check to see if they were doing what they're supposed to have been doing, or whether any other store, whatever.
I have a semi-related question.
Dr. Neal.
Do we have any recreational regulations for lobster?
Not currently, as far as this regulation.
Don't tell me you got them off your dock.
I have caught lobsters hook and line while tog fishing, so this time of year, and we've caught them, and recreational divers will get them around the wrecks, the triangle wrecks. And the recreational divers basically kind of self-impose their own regulations based on what they think the regulations are. They don't keep buried lobsters. They don't keep the females. There is some kind of closed season for commercial.
Yeah.
And so they abide by that, but I don't know that even applies to recreational divers. They think it does, but I don't know that it does. Lewis is over there.
But there is a...
Lewis, come forth, please, sir. Get on record. I'd like to hear this, too, because I don't remember, but honestly...
There is an incidental catch that's allowed up to 100 per vessel, and that kind of covers dive boats and that sort of thing. They have to, of course, abide by all the size limits, season, and that sort of thing. But that's how that incidental catch.
So the recreational angler is under the commercial seasons?
Yes.
Okay.
Everything else applies, but they're limited to 100.
We have that published anywhere on any of our documents or any forms? Or I mean... Maybe something you brought up a good point.
I've caught them, and my wife's ate them.
You wouldn't. I understand.
Well, I didn't know if it was legal or not. She didn't care. And it's not a normal catch, but we do catch them on occasion. So I'd like to know what I'm doing is legal, because y'all get mad at me if it's not.
Well, when I say recreational hook and line, it's so rare. I don't think it's stipulated, but there's an incidental boat catch that allows, that's how the dive boats operate, or someone that is diving. And maybe if it's more than a day trip, there's an extra allowance, but I don't think that really plays into the recreational part of it, but it may play into some of the other, like a scout boat. They may incidentally catch some lobsters. And
that's probably what those numbers are there, I would think. Dr. Neal, does that answer your question?
Sure.
Well, we probably, just extra 2 lines or something somewhere as far as, that's a good point. Mr. Zedrin.
How do you tell a female lobster from a male lobster?
I know that buried lobsters, are we talking? Let's go down that road before we go the other road, please.
The buried lobster is very obvious.
Yeah, and also females get V-notched. So even if they do not have eggs...
You may want to explain to him what a V-notch is. Not for me, you may not know.
On the tail of the lobster, they just clip a little V at the end of the tail. And so if somebody else picks up that lobster and it has a V-notch, by law, you're supposed to put it back.
It's like a hole punch that goes in the back of the tail.
Yeah.
I buy a lot of lobsters from a Restaurant Depot, and they have just gobs of lobsters in their containers over there. That's why I wanted to know what it looked like.
Well,
if they're not V-notched, you should be safe as far as the law is concerned.
I would hope so, yes.
Look, they use different methods. They'll scrub the bellies off of them. They'll use Clorox on them before. They've been done to do all sorts of stuff to get the eggs off the bottom of them. So really weird stuff. But, if it's not V-notched, you should be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Not V-notched and no berries on it, you're safe. Okay. Let me know when we're having dinner. this is a Chief Gear.
Looking at the regulation itself, we do have a minimum and maximum limit, and it doesn't say commercial or recreational, so we can interpret that it means both recreational and commercial.
Right.
And the possession prohibitions is the same. You can't have a buried female. And your question about how do you tell the male between a female, it's a lot easier if I had one here to show you, but the males have a small set of appendages on one of their walking legs called a potassium. It's pretty clear to tell if it's a male. The female's a little bit harder. But if we had one, I could show you. It would be real easy.
So. I'm sure he's got rubber bands on his claws, though, before you start poking around.
Yeah.
Anything else? It's a public hearing. Anybody wish to be heard on the matter? Pro or con? If not, let's move along on this one before we get in trouble.
Move to accept staff recommendation.
Motion made by Dr. Neal to accept staff recommendation. Second by Mr. France. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.